Welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Monica Fox, Senior Investment Assistant with CNN Wealth Management. And in today's podcast, I'll provide a market review for the month of December 2025 and our current outlook. Financial markets closed out the year with a cautious but constructive tone as investors weighed mixed economic signals against shifting Federal Reserve expectations. The 43-day government shutdown, which ended on November 12th, continued to affect the timing and reliability of several key economic data releases, adding uncertainty to the near-term outlook. At the same time, November's delayed labor report showed soft but positive job growth, with unemployment rising to 4.6%, reinforcing the view that the economy is cooling without tipping into contraction. November non-farm payrolls report showed an increase of 64,000 jobs, but unemployment increased to 4.6%, with healthcare leading gains and government payrolls still retrenching. The latest GDP data showed the U.S. economy expanding at 4.3% in Q3, the fastest pace in 2 years. Although the S&P 500 index finished December on a four-day losing streak, the index produced a healthy 17.9% total return for the year. Equity performance varied across sectors as markets digested a pronounced rotation away from mega-cap technology stocks and toward more defensive areas, including healthcare and consumer staples. This shift reflected heightened scrutiny of tech valuations and growing investor preference for earnings stability heading into 2026. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve delivered its third consecutive quarter-point rate cut in December, but internal disagreements highlighted the uncertainty over the path forward. Commodities also drew attention, with silver surging to record highs, clearing the $80 an ounce range before ending near $70 an ounce, while gold held near record levels around $4,300 an ounce, supported by safe haven demand amid data delays and policy ambiguity. Bond markets remained steady, with Treasury yields easing modestly as investors positioned for a slower economic backdrop. Overall, markets ended the month balanced between optimism for policy support and caution over cooling growth. Markets are entering the new year balancing optimism with caution as softer labor data and mixed economic indicators point towards moderating momentum. On December 10th, the Federal Reserve cut rates 25 basis points to 3.5 and 3.75% with 3 dissents. Inflation remains above the Federal Reserve's long-term target, and policymakers remain divided on the need for additional rate cuts, adding uncertainty to the near-term policy backdrop. As the January Federal Reserve meeting approaches, we expect the committee to pause additional rates, giving policymakers time to evaluate incoming data following recent delays. Credit conditions remain stable, with bond spreads showing no signs of economic distress and year-end Treasury activity indicating healthy demand despite heightened uncertainty. At the same time, equity sentiment is evenly balanced between AI-driven market leadership and the continued rotation towards defensive and value-oriented sectors. We made no allocation changes during December, maintaining a neutral equity stance with diversified positioning and flexibility as markets digest evolving policy expectations and uneven economic momentum. Fun fact, the S&P 500 index finished 2025 with its third consecutive year of gains over 15%, the longest large gain consecutive streak. Gains greater than 15% for the index is 5 years, 1995 to 1999. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you liked this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.